You won't believe this. Because who's not going to open a post that starts with, you won't believe this?
I believe you are the number one female creator in sales and marketing on LinkedIn. And
yeah.
Giving Gary Vee and others a run for their money.
Well, I get almost 4 million impressions a month on my content now. So, dear listeners, hello. I have ADHD.
Becca, are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do this. Becca, welcome to Boss.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Boss is my amazing executive interview series on LinkedIn that's now also a top-rated podcast. I interview my incredible network to help others learn, network, and pay it forward. We only know each other on LinkedIn, not in real life yet. I'm so thrilled to have you on Boss. Who is Becca?
That's a great question. I guess I am a brand and communications nerd with raging ADHD, which you'll be able to tell if you talk to me for a few minutes. So to your listeners, hello, I have ADHD. I'm a storyteller at heart, but I'm also kind of a data nerd, which means that I care that strategic communications is like valued as strategic communications. So that's something that I preach about, but maybe it's more like I rant about a lot. I've worked in enterprise communications for the past 15 years. Before that, I was in sports and marketing, PR. I'm one of those people that loves what I do. I'm a huge advocate of making people understand why communications matters. And then I guess my ADHD means that what you see is what you get with me. I say what I think. I'm very authentic. And that's how I've been growing a brand online. And I speak and write about neurodiversity in the workplace because I think that we need more representation. And I'm here to represent at least a small slice of us.
I love that. I actually have the ADHD is Awesome book by the Holderness family, which I love.
Yes, love them.
Today is a big day for me. I have been posting on LinkedIn and commenting now for 60 days in a row, which is crazy because I've been posting and commenting on LinkedIn for like years, but never in a consistent, strategic, goal setting type of way. Boss, this series has been live and engaging since 2020, but there was never a daily LinkedIn strategy in the way that so many people, including yourself, are now doing. The way that I found you was honestly because I've been doing this for the last 60 days. And I believe you are the number one female creator in sales and marketing on LinkedIn. And
yeah,
giving Gary Vee and others a run for their money. Crazy. Tell us about your Boss LinkedIn journey and all the things.
You know, this is such a funny one because I started like for no reason other than just to do it, right? Like a proof of concept, because my job as a communications leader is often to help executives with their thought leadership and help build their brands, right? And one of the things I face is so much pushback as to, why am I spending time doing this, right? Is this really worth it? Well, I get almost 4 million impressions a month on my content now, which is more than my corporate websites were getting, right? When I worked for these bigger brands, it means something, and I'm not even selling anything, right? I started as a proof of concept and with no strategy other than I'm gonna post often and then commenting and engaging with other people. And it started slow. And then I had a few posts that really resonated with the comms community and that built on itself. And what I realized is people really wanted to hear from a comms leader about issues that we're facing or this idea of comms getting a strategic seat at the table and showing up authentically. And the way that I would show up at work, I'm showing up online. And I think that that resonated with people. And it's just people, it's a combination of either people promoting their brands or their new product launch or like LinkedIn gurus telling you they're going to get you 1,000 leads a day. So there is space for people who want to just show up and be human.
If you had to guess, how many hours a day or minutes a day or seconds a day do you think you're actually spending on LinkedIn?
It's definitely hours, and it's somewhere between 2 and 5, depending on the day. And I usually create like batch content because I'll just be on fire. Like I'll just have like a ton of ideas. So I'll just drop them all. But then something will happen one day and I'll write it immediately and feel the need to post it right then. And I will say the amount of time you put in directly correlates to what you get out of it. I'm not working full time right now. I got laid off in November. So I have been job hunting and doing consulting work and stuff. So I have a lot more time to devote to LinkedIn and create content, and it's paying off. But once I'm working 40 hours a week, I'm not going to be doing 5 hours a day of LinkedIn.
How many followers do you have on LinkedIn right now?
Just under 40,000. So that's pretty cool. And I started at 4,000 last January. So it's been a tenfold increase. I'm not selling anything. So imagine if I was selling something, you know, like that would probably be pretty awesome. So to all the brands out there, thought leadership matters. I do this for a living. So it's not like a finance person is going to start at the same like level of being able to write and know how to write a good hook and blah, blah, blah. But I am very authentic. And I am very much who I am. And the way that I write is the way that I speak.
Right. That's a lesson too. People always say that your LinkedIn content should sound as if you are speaking to somebody.
You don't talk to people at work like you're a professor in front of a class, right? People are drawn to content that feels like a person and something that they can relate to. People like to learn. I do think there is value in LinkedIn for that reason. But I also think the way that you start building a community is just showing up as a human. You don't need to post the like five things I learned while blah, 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 but you could post the, oh my gosh, this frustrating thing happened on my way to driving the kids to school. And it shows that I have a human side, right? But I've sidetracked myself because I have ADHD. The other things I think that are really important besides the showing up as your authentic self is saying the quiet part out loud. And this is my number one piece of advice that I give to people because people like to react to things and people like to feel heard. I talk about the plight of communications people all the time. I talk about how we are the make it pretty people. People come to us and say, hey, can you just, you know, make these slides pretty? Or can you just, you know, clean up this email? And it's like, we're a strategic function. We're not just the can you just people, right? And when I articulate that into words, those posts take off because all of a sudden I am putting voice to this thing that all of these comms people are feeling that I know that they're feeling because I'm feeling it too. And suddenly they don't have to say it. They could just repost it or they can comment on it and say, oh my gosh, I feel this too, right? And that is very engaging, way more engaging than if I were to say, here are five tips to survive a bad boss. So say the quiet part out loud. And then always have a strong hook. You cannot underestimate the power of a strong hook. I will start some posts if I can't think of a good hook with, you won't believe this. Because who's not going to open a post that starts with, you won't believe this? And I don't encourage always doing clickbait, but I will say that having something that says, here's a lesson that I learned last year versus this lesson that I learned last year blew my mind. Those are two very different things, and one will encourage you to open it. Always do your hook and go rewrite your hook. Sometimes I'll post and then see that it doesn't get a lot of traction, and I'll go rewrite my hook after I've already posted it because sometimes it works. Oh, and then there's always the talk about the Oxford comma or take a stance on the Oxford comma, and then everyone will engage with you because that is the most provocative topic on LinkedIn these days.
Crazy. You also might just have given me my hook for this video. You will believe this.
There you go. I mean, watch, and then maybe take a stance on the Oxford comma and you will break the internet.
I love that so much. What's that quiet moment for people who are out of work, laid off, trying to switch?
You know, I had never been laid off until last year. And as a high achieving perfectionist, somebody who has never had trouble getting a job, let alone keeping a job, I felt like I was broken up with by the love of my life, right? Like it was like a gut punch of something I couldn't move past it. And as much as I empathized with people who had lost their jobs before that, until I felt it, I couldn't really understand. And what I think is the most important thing for job seekers to remember is that it might be a business decision that your job was eliminated, but it's like very, very personal. And people telling you, oh, it's just business, don't feel bad, like that's BS, because both things can be true. It can be a sound business decision and could be exactly the thing that the company needed to do. And it's still very personal and very okay for you to be sad. Like, shattered my sense of identity, right? I know that this might not be like the most uplifting thing, but don't minimize the way people are feeling by just saying, oh, it's just business. Be more caring and understanding about that. And in this current day and age of like layoffs rampant left and right, if you've worked with someone who's been laid off, right, reach out to them. It shouldn't be on them to have to reach out to you when they're feeling all these things. You know, treat it like grief.
I think the same is true for all of our friends and family and people we don't know in California right now and the wildfires, yes. Right? Like, not business as usual.
I know. And so I live in the Bay Area in California, and I lived in LA for many years. All of my college friends are there. And so like my Facebook feed, which I never go on Facebook, right? But because it's all of my friends from 2006, it's just everyone whose house has burned down. And it's like, oh God, like the heaviness of that. And to your point, it doesn't impact me personally, but I still know that like I shouldn't call my contractor and say, hey, can you get that social post out? It's so sad.
I think the best thing that people can do to find a new job is to show up on LinkedIn and
Yeah.
build that brand voice right now. Do you agree?
No question. You don't have to go have coffee. Like, you literally can get on podcasts with people and you can comment in their comments and slide into their DMs if in a not creepy salesy sort of way and make real connections.
Becca, are you ready for the lightning round?
Maybe.
Sales is.
Sales is getting people to buy your thing.
Marketing is.
Marketing is getting people to care about your thing.
Thought leadership is.
That leadership is shaping the way that people talk and feel and think about your thing.
Success is.
Going to sleep at night knowing that you've done everything right that day.
I was about to say, success is a good hook.
That would have been such a better answer. This is the problem with my ADHD. Later, I'm going to go and be like, God, I had so many good responses to that now.
What do you want to be known for over the next 6 to 12 months?
Ooh, 6 to 12 months. Nobody ever asks about like a short range. I want to be known for making a positive impact on people's lives, individual people's lives.
How can I support you in paying it forward on something?
Continue to speak my name in rooms that I'm not in positive ways, as I will do for you as well, because that's how we all help each other in this world.
Repeat after me. You're watching Boss with Ali Levitan.
You're watching Boss with Ali Levitan.
Finally, Becca, anything else that you'd like to say or share with me to close out this amazing LinkedIn Boss and now podcast interview?
If you want to know more about me or contact me or whatever, you can find me at www.beccahasadhd.com and feel free to email me. Same thing, beccahasadhd@gmail.com.
And follow you on LinkedIn and
And
all the.
follow me on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much. This was fantastic. Everyone should be watching, commenting, sharing. Follow me on LinkedIn. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who else I should have on Boss. Until next time, bye.